Report, migrants, MS-13, and Russian fraudsters form massive NYC injury insurance scheme. By Olivia Rondo on June 16, 2024. A massive scheme organized by New York City-based Russian fraudsters, MS-13 gang members, corrupt urchins, and greedy lawyers has cost local businesses and insurance companies billions, a report revealed Sunday. Low-income New Yorkers, especially recent migrants, are being taken advantage of by sketchy lending and law firms in order to get large insurance payouts by staging accidents and getting unnecessary surgeries, the New York Post reported. Watch, 27 illegal immigrants found inside horse trailer during traffic stop. Leaders from the Hispanic gang MS-13 have been funneling migrants into the city, some for the specific purpose of faking injuries at construction sites or on the street, sources told the paper. Insiders claim that the gang ropes an unsuspecting border crossers with offers to drive them to the city, pay for meals and provide spending cash before pressuring them into phony accidents. They're regularly recruiting migrants and homeless people and in some cases are proactively arranging for them to come to New York, a private investigator told the outlet. After being pressured into tripping on a sidewalk or taking a tumble off a ladder at a work site, these migrants are loaned money to retain attorneys and undergo extensive medical treatment in order to get a huge payout from the construction companies or property owners' insurance. Watch, DPS agents discover 29 illegal immigrants inside of stash house in Webb County, Texas. A private investigator said that setting up planned falls and injuries is so successful for MS-13 that rival gangs are now trying it. What MS-13 doesn't have access to, however, is the white-collar side of the scam. That's why they've reportedly been collaborating with Russian-owned doctors' offices, lawyers, and lenders who work to secure the insurance money. Law enforcement expert Lucivelli, founder of the NYPD's gang unit, said that the agency uncovered one Russian operation where doctors, personal injury lawyers, loan sharks, and physical therapists all operated in the same office building. It was one-stop shopping. Everyone was in the same place, Savelli said, adding that authorities were unable to prosecute the group. The Russian MS-13 partnership is a perfect marriage, a second ex-NYPD cop told the Post. The lawyers and doctors involved in this scam are doing it to take a large cut from the winnings, as settlements usually start at around $1 million or higher. 1.5 is now on the cheap side, an insurance lawyer told the outlet. Watch. Human smuggler crashes stolen truck into trees as illegals flee the scene. Poughkeepsie insurance firm Tradesman Program Managers, which covers several contractors and construction companies in the city, said it forked over a whopping $142 million in 2022, triple the amount it paid out in 2018. In the last 4 years, Tradesman claims it has been victimized by 650 fraudulent suits. We're talking billions collectively across the city, said an anonymous insurance executive. Tradesman and its underwriter filed a lawsuit against a slew of doctors and law firms for their alleged roles in the fraud. They train the migrants how to act at some of these staged accidents, Tradesman lawyer Kirk Willis told ABC7 in March. And then when the people are hurt, allegedly hurt, they go to the lawyer first, not the doctor, and the lawyer then starts a course that sets up these fraudulent lawsuits. Industry sources have estimated that the fraudulent insurance claims have tripled since the pandemic, and it's impacting the rising cost of living crisis throughout NYC. Every contractor is affected because their rates go up every year and they pass along the costs, said restoration company owner Stephen Katz. It affects every single building. It's an undisclosed tax. Manhattan surgeon Dr. Sadie Ribeiro was sentenced to 3 years in prison last March for performing back operations as part of an insurance scam. Sadie Ribeiro abused his professional license and broke his vow to do no harm by performing scores of medically unnecessary, invasive surgeries to increase the value of fraudulent trip and fall lawsuits, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said. In carrying out the scheme, Ribeiro and his co-conspirators preyed upon the most vulnerable members of society, many of whom were poor, drug addicts, or homeless, in order to enrich themselves. Watch, human smuggler dumps illegals in the street, swims back to Mexico after Texas DPS troops chase him. A former chiropractor who blew the whistle in the Ribeiro case, Peter Calcanis, testified against his former associate in court. It was always a back injury, Cal Connies, who pocketed $2 million for orchestrating more than 200 accidents over 4 years, said. The downside for the person who takes the fake tumble is they're having to undergo major surgeries, often getting their healthy vertebrae fused and screwed together to come after insurance companies for hefty back operation costs. If someone balked at having a fusion, the case would be dropped by the scheming doctors and lawyers, Cal Connies claimed. Unfortunately, there are many very desperate individuals who take their chances at permanently disabling themselves to get just a small cut of the winnings. Those who pose as injured receive as little as $1,000 each, the Post reported, citing court testimony from one case.